This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury. So you're rich now.
I am.
Rich Bradbury.
You missed it last week, right?
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
It is that time of night, of course, here on BFM 89.9, the business station. Over from me right now is Kieran Baladevan. He's a comedian, film writer, film script writer,
all filmmaker. Kinds of
filmmaker. He does a lot, right?
A lot.
I try to.
You try to.
As much as I can, or at least I pretend to.
You pretend to.
Yeah.
Right, of course, it is Monday. We've all had the weekend. We've now got the Monday blues. We're trying to get over that. David's grumpy at me. He was grumpy at me when I came in this morning.
No, wait. Make it right. It's not just him.
Oh, and you're grumpy with me as well.
Mm-hmm. It was the two of us.
The two of you. Yeah. Are you still grumpy with me right now?
A bit.
A bit.
You,
only a little
like,
bit.
Like, because our day didn't start off as how it should.
Right.
Correct?
It wasn't the best Monday.
Yeah. Well, think about it. You know, we could have done so much more at home. We could have slept longer. Could have, like, you know, chat with our parents
longer.
I could
have trimmed my mustache.
Well, David, that takes you a week to do that.
Can I be grumpy too?
Absolutely.
No, you need to know
why we're grumpy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we came up, last week, we were like, okay, we should have a meeting on Monday.
All right.
He said, the meeting should be at 11 a.m. Mm. Okay, Ken. So me and Adeline were like, oh, God, okay, yeah, we should wake up and go to work. And we get there at 11 and we're like, where's Richard? Where's Richard? And then we message him. It's like, Richard, are you going to be coming in anytime soon? Because, you know, there's a meeting. And he's like, oh, crap, guys. I'm sorry.
I think it was a bit stronger than oh, crap, right?
Words that I can't use on air.
How often does this happen with Richard?
Well, technically, we don't have early morning meetings.
Ever.
All right, just to be honest, not often.
There you go. Anyway.
Yeah, so we had to wait.
Moving swiftly on. Okay. We have a giveaway this evening. Of course, we are giving away something different. It is not any kind of burger-related item. It's something slightly different. Fast food, indeed. But the kind of flatter sort. Right?
Yeah, that's right. So we're giving a new giveaway today, all thanks to Domino's Pizza. So we're giving away 5 Domino's vouchers to 5 lucky winners. And all you have to do is just answer this question. In which year was Domino's Pizza founded? Now, send your name alongside with your IC number to 016-201-9000. And don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win.
Why do you deserve to win, David?
I love pizza.
That's it.
And I love Domino's.
Oh, I forgot to introduce Brendan.
Oh.
Brendan! There you go.
What up?
Azizel in the background, as per usual. Say hello, sir.
Hello.
There we go. That voice, right? It's like, I'm not entirely sure where your level is, right? Because some days, you're quite deep.
Hello.
And then other days, it's like that.
Hello.
Anyway, if you want to get in touch, it is at BFM Radio, of course. Also at BFM TTON, if you want to send us a tweet. Kieran, what have you got lined up for us this evening? What's your kind of, are you going to be grumpy with us tonight? Are you going to be friendly with us tonight? Are you going to be mocking anybody in particular?
Well, there's no switch. I mean, something, like, ticks me off.
What, like the quiz, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe like the quiz.
Yeah. I've got a story about hipsters. Would that work?
That would actually, you know what? I'm already angry.
Brilliant.
Coming up
later on the show, we've got a story where Adeline explores the idea of turning, it's a human byproduct into something that we can consume, right? And David's got a story about Pop-Tarts, and I've got a story, as I just mentioned, about hipsters. Stay tuned, folks. We've got some advertisements, then we've got a little bit of Tame Impala. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
I'm Dave Bury.
And I'm Kieran.
Right. Azizel, I'm going to give you a second chance. Say hello.
Hello.
Better. Brendan, say hello.
Yo.
Right.
There was a tweet about Brendan.
Oh.
From Prakash Daniel.
Go on then.
He asks, what does Brendan actually do, Laha?
Brendan. Wow. Brendan is the heart of the show.
Yes.
Okay. These guys here in like what, every day?
Yep.
Are you in every single show? He sits in the corner. People think like, oh, he's just smart. No. Look at him. Look at how much energy he's bringing to the room.
Right, right.
Look at how happy he is.
You see how important it is to have a live studio audience, right?
We need to. Yes, he's not doing anything at all, per se. He's got a rubber fake Thor hammer.
That's in case you swear on radio. He whacks you with that.
All right.
No normal.
He'll be using that a lot.
Right. So as you know, we have a competition giveaway. We are giving away pizza thanks to our friends over at Domino's Pizzas. They decided to give us 5 vouchers. So all we need is 5 entries for tonight, and this is what you have to do.
Now, all you have to do is answer this question. In which year was Domino's Pizza founded? Send your name, IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win.
I can tell you now, they are older than I am. So that's a good thing.
Domino's Pizza. Right.
We've actually had an entry by tweet. It would be better if you could send it in via SMS, though. But, you know, there you go.
I repeat, the number is 016-201-9000.
So we've had a few... Oh, there was a ding. There we go. Fighting in the studio. It is time for this.
What's all the shouting?
Adeline.
Mm-hmm.
What's all the shouting about?
Domino's
Pizza.
It was almost like it was planned, right?
Domino's Pizza.
So then, Addy, what's your story for tonight?
All right, so there's a music festival called Roskilde, mm-hmm. and they've got a crazy idea for festival goers. Don't waste your pee. Farmers can turn it into beer again.
Just spit it out, Adeline. Why don't you? You know. The what?
Don't spray it.
I don't spray.
Don't spray and pray.
You have to aim. The key is to aim.
It is.
So they're hoping to gather 25,000 liters of urine this year from attendees. And this new campaign is called From Piss to Pilsner. So it's using specially designed storage tanks.
Can we use the word pee instead, please? Thank you.
That will, once transported, fertilize malting barley for brewing beer in nearby fields.
Right. So.
So from pee to beer.
Right.
Wait, what? It's.
Exactly.
I just don't
right?
understand. Why? Why?
Is it like an alcoholic circle of life? Like you drink and then you pee and then you drink again.
The organizer said it's about changing our approach to waste from being a burden to being a valuable resource.
You know what? Organizers of festivals will do anything to save money now.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything. I mean, let's be honest. We've all been to a festival and we've had a warm beer, right?
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
This is what it is. This is what they're doing. They're just taking it up a notch.
So they're just cutting out the middleman, basically.
Exactly. Maybe a few hops poured in at the end, you know, to kind of get some more flavor. I don't know.
You know what? If it's cheaper, I'll go for it.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
I don't want to do that.
How would you know, though? Like you wouldn't,
right?
You'd be there drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whoever is there is going to be drinking a lot.
Mm-hmm. What? Bottled beers?
They are going to put in bottled beers.
Of course they are.
It's going to be everywhere now. Uh-huh. This is going to hit the world like a storm.
I have a question. It's a bit of a medical question because I honestly do not know. Are there any possible diseases that could be transmitted via
urine? That's what I thought as well.
There are, yeah. But so, I'm sure in the same way that your pee currently is recycled and turned into drinking water, it's not that far away from, you know, adding hops and whatever to brew it into something else.
Well, I know drinking a lot of beer can lead to certain diseases.
It's just a rumor.
Okay.
All right. Right. So, David, what have you got? Tell me it's something that's not quite, as that.
No, but it is quite disturbing, though.
Okay.
So, the parents of a 14-year-old girl have a very harsh way of punishing their child. So this child of theirs was punished for eating a Pop-Tart.
Okay.
I love Pop-Tart.
Don't ask me why, though, that she got punished, but she didn't. So the parents set up a tent in a wooded area a quarter mile away, gave the girl a roll of toilet paper, a flashlight, a whistle, and a watch, and told her to stay away for a week. If she... If she wanted food, she would have to appear at a fence on the family property at a specific time each day.
This is despicable. Yes. And I'm not entirely sure what kind of parents these are.
They're young parents.
I'm trying to sound really, you know.
They're young. The parents.
They're young.
The parents are younger than you.
That could be anything.
the parents are respectively 33 and 36 years old.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a bit harsh, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. We've all been punished before for like having our hands in the cookie jar or whatever. But I've never been sent into the woods in a tent and given a toilet roll.
I don't know. Maybe this is a good way to teach young kids to fend for themselves.
Right. Off you go.
Like, sort them out at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you eat the wrong thing in the house, go. Stay down by the canals, underneath the bridge.
I couldn't see it working here, though, right?
Here, well, no, because you get food everywhere here.
Exactly.
No one's
right.
gonna be
right.
And first of all, for you, how dumb do you have to be to get sent away for eating Pop-Tarts?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, wait, who's the dumb one? The parents or the kid?
No, the kid. What?
Why is a kid dumb for eating a Pop-Tart?
If you're going to get punished this severely, eat something more gempak lah at least. Like raid their cabinet or something, you know what I'm saying?
Well, apparently it is quite gempak if she had to be sent away for a week.
You know what? If the parents are giving kids Pop-Tarts, maybe that's the problem.
Is it? Is it the problem?
I don't think it's healthy, you know.
Is it not?
It's just diabetes, isn't it?
It's diabetes in square form. Rectangle. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're talking about like half the food in Malaysia, right?
Yeah.
Do not say anything bad about Malaysian food.
No, it's not bad. I mean, you gotta eat
Malaysia!
I'm just saying, two of my family members have diabetes. My grandmother passed away from diabetes. Coincidence? No.
Bro, I'm Indian. All of my family have everything. So, your move, sir.
Check and mate. Okay.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Richard, what do you have?
Very quickly, if you want to get in touch to win some of those healthy pizzas, 016-201-9000. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. My story is about hipsters. Here we go. Oh,
Kieran's favourite.
Angry.
So here's the thing. It's about an adult preschool where they are charging hipsters if they want to take a nap and if they want to play with glitter glue. Essentially, what it is some a couple of women in, of course, Upper New York have had this grand idea that many people, mainly hipsters, have lost track of their childhood and think it's a great idea to get back to preschool and learn how to play again. With glitter, with the, what's the stuff? The plasticine stuff, that kind of stuff.
Play-Doh, that kind of thing.
Exactly, Play-Doh. And the idea behind this is it's drumming up, it's a month-long course where you turn up after work at night with other hipsters in a room and learn how to play again. You tell each other stories. And this is what the list looks like. There's arts and crafts, including finger painting and Play-Doh. There's a show and tell. There's music time, snack time, nap time. There's a buddy system where you have a friend who looks after you. You talk about, you have a make-believe section.
What?
Class picture day, a field trip. All students are given homework in the form of challenges. And this is all for the grand price of $333 US up to $999 US.
What?
Is there? Okay, so do you have to be a certain age? Because nope. Someone like Azizu has just come out of play school.
Oh! So.
Ouch! And we're only just
take
getting,
it, intern, you take it!
We're just getting warmed up. Go on then, carry on.
No, that was my question.
That's it.
So, yeah, so you can be like 21 and you can pay $999 to go to play school again?
Correct, that's right.
Do they potty train them as well?
Apparently so. But here's the thing, right? Wouldn't smart people just go at home, buy Play-Doh from somewhere like where you can pay 5 ringgit for it and invite your friends around and do the same thing instead of playing $1,000?
Exactly, smart people, not hipsters.
Smart people.
These are just for hipsters, right?
Well, yeah. Well, it's not just for hipsters, but they're the kind of people that are doing it.
Do they?
You know what? Good. At least we should treat hipsters like the infants that they are.
See, I have a great picture of them. This is what they look like.
Oh, dear God.
No. See. What's up with the zebra? What's up with the zebra?
Folks, I wish you could see this picture at home. There are two ladies dressed up like zebra. They have, I don't know, animal prints, and they have fairy wings and all that kind of stuff.
Good. Leave them there. Every single hipster should go for this at night. After work, so they clear the streets for the rest of
us. But here's the thing, right? They're moving on, and next semester, they're having this new thing that they call preschool mastermind. Quizzes for preschoolers. But these preschoolers are not preschoolers, they're post-schoolers who are hipsters.
Okay, so have the hipsters actually solved the problem of cooties?
I don't know, maybe not.
No?
No.
So there's still a problem in the preschool?
There's gotta be.
What happens like when they have to do exams and they get grades or what? Like, would they say stuff like, oh, I don't want to get an A because it's too mainstream?
I don't want a star because stars are just too mainstream.
It would be something like, instead of it being my dog ate my homework, it'd be something like my capybara ate my homework.
Yeah, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
of course. Or my llama ate my homework. Just something like that.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Wait,
what do hipsters do nowadays?
I don't know. Maybe we should ask a few of them in the office.
Take up space.
Azizu, what do hipsters do?
Oh. He's not a hipster. Is he? Do we have a hipster within our midst?
No, he's too smart to be a hipster.
Correct.
He's such a good hipster, you just don't know it.
That's it. Maybe he did go to preschool and we don't know it. Folks, Domino's Pizza, 016-201-9000. If you want to win yourself one of those pizzas, you can also get us at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON.
I have a tweet here.
We have a tweet.
From your best friend, Brian Tan.
Oh, okay, here we go.
My potato brother is showing Malaysia what being full potato is all about.
Yeah, right. Potato!
What is Potato Nation? Tell us about Potato Nation.
Tell us about Potato Nation.
All right, Potato Nation is something ridiculous that Brian and I came up with because we decided that whenever we did something really ridiculous, which we... Okay, but being potato means doing something that is ridiculous, but you do it on purpose. Like, you know it's dumb, you know it's stupid. Mm-hmm. You just go all the way with it. Right, so we used to do that, and then we'll high five each other, miss purposely, and go potato. And then, so now we've upgraded it to being full potato, which is just going above and beyond the duties of being just a normal potato.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes,
actually, it's a family secret. Okay. So when we were
on live radio, yes, here, let's just add that.
Wow, it's not a secret anymore.
Yeah, it won't be a secret anymore. But hey, this is a funny story. So when I was young, when my whole family was young, we weren't allowed to swear, like most families, right? So my brother decided to come up with a word that we could use instead of swearing, and it was potato.
Oh.
I swear this is a true story. So every time it's like, you're such a potato, don't be a potato.
I want to invite him to join the Potato Nation.
Oh, he would be so happy.
Like in our cabinet.
Did your parents ever figure this out?
Yes, and then after that they started saying, stop calling each other potatoes.
Shout out to Potato Bro Brian. What?
So, Kieran, let's get over to you now then.
All right.
How and why did you get into comedy? It's not easy.
No. It's not, but I love doing it. I got into comedy...
From what I understand now, a stalker has been telling me about three years ago.
3 years ago, yeah, that's right. I started 3 years ago at One Mic Stand. I actually did it once or twice in 2010.
Right.
Stopped for a while, and then I started back in One Mic Stand because, like, it was really good, but mainly because it was really close to my house.
That's a good excuse, good reason. Yeah, like
it. And the reason I got into comedy... mainly was because I grew up with watching comedy films, TV shows, comedy books, stuff like that. But actual stand-up comedy, I only got to know about it after watching The Late Show with David Letterman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I used to sneak down and watch it. It used to come on at some ungodly hour in those days. And then he used to bring on these guys like 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and they'd kill. And I didn't know what I was watching, but I knew that I liked it. And I wanted to do it.
Right.
So from then on, it took a very long time until there was an avenue for me to do it. And then One Mic Stand came along, and that became a regular thing. And I just kept going there, and people kept laughing and kept doing it.
Because, I mean, from what I understand, you can be quite angry on stage, and that's part of your whole thing, right?
like people always ask me, like, oh, are you going to do the angry thing? Are you going to do the angry? It's not a thing. It's not that's how I am. I mean, if I said the stuff I want to say the way I say it out in the streets, I would be locked.
Right.
Okay, so the stage is a safe space, but I don't necessarily look at it as an act. It's more of like, that's how I like telling the stories that I want to tell. That's how I want to get stuff across.
And so it's almost like you're speaking to the audience in the same way that you would talk to your close friends.
Yes, exactly that. Right. Because like even before I started doing, before I made the decision to try stand-up comedy, I always like, I had to know if I was funny or not as well. And for me personally, I always found that I was funny. I was funniest when I was ranting with my friends. When I just like stick on a topic and just go on and on and on with it. And then the more agitated I got, the more they would laugh. I'm like, okay.
I get it now.
Yeah.
All right. We've got to take a very short break, though. Right. So hold that thought and we'll be back. We'll also be testing your mettle on Smarty Pants. Be prepared for that. Yeah. Right. Folks, if you want to get in touch, 016-201-9000. Also, on the tweets at BFM Radio. We'll be right back. There's some music coming up. It's a little bit of Green Day. Bye. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
I'm David Bowie.
And I'm Kieran.
Why you guys are so sad?
That promo just now kind of made me sad. The one about sugar.
Oh, yeah. Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. You're a big sugar fan, are you?
I just like sugar. I'm not like a full-on super sugar, but the idea... I went 2 months without sugar once on a no-sugar diet.
Mm. Uh-oh.
And it was dangerously sad.
The only thing that I actively put sugar in is my...
Peachy Tips.
Tea. Yes.
I knew it.
Tea is the only thing I take, like, black.
Oh, really?
Yeah, without sugar, without milk. Everything else, I just mainline sugar. I love it.
I put honey in tea.
Oh.
Oh, he's fancy.
So, Atas. Atas.
What?
Do you poke out your little finger as well when you're drinking tea?
No, I'm not British like you.
No, British.
The British.
Some scones and some raspberries.
Okay, I don't like these people making fun of tea culture, right?
Ah, here we go.
This is the one thing that you Brits did well.
Oh,
tea.
One thing.
Right.
One
okay.
Thing.
If I could name one thing, it was tea. It's great. I support it. I want everyone to drink tea because we're all Commonwealth, aren't we?
Mm. Yeah.
Start acting like it.
Okay.
What is this coffee nonsense?
Whoa.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
I don't drink tea. Coffee. I can't
don't
drink coffee.
Do that. Is this what we're doing? Having a coffee tea argument right now? We're doing that right now?
That's right.
Okay.
I want to go overturn a book.
Let me just tell people like they can get the pizza first.
Let's talk about giveaway.
016-201-9000. If you want free pizza, what do they have to do, Adeline?
All you have to do is just answer this question. In which year was Domino's Pizza founded? Now, send your name, IC number, and do tell us why you deserve to win. 2016-201-9000.
I can already say that we definitely do have a winner because his answer was, people disappoint, pizza understands.
Yay! Wow.
Domino's should just take that as their
that
slogan.
That should be their slogan, yeah. For sure, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. There'll be people at 3 a.m. buying that. All the time.
They understand me,
he
man.
He can start a religion with that quote.
They get it.
Hashtag.
Right, so Kieran, back to you, mate. We were looking at your history, and you went to film school?
Yes, I did.
What happened there? How come? Are you still making films?
I
know you are.
Yeah, I am. I kind of put it on the back bench a little bit once the comedy started, but now I'm getting back into it. I've finished my script, so I'm going to be shooting that soon. I'm working on something with a filmmaker from New Zealand called James Crisp, friend of mine. Short film and a TV show. I'm trying to put a TV show, get a TV series running here as well.
Right.
That was fun. That was a good decision because I love watching films. I love making films. And because I was always struggling to find out what I wanted to do. And always thought it'll be something great, but I didn't know. And I went there, and the second week they had me already handling like an RE camera and everything, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Right,
going to film school, it was great.
Okay, but now then, do you see your main focus being your stand-up? Do you think?
Right now, yes, because it's I'm in August. It would be 3 years already doing stand-up comedy, and it's been going really, really well. Like I have no regrets whatsoever, and it. It's nice to have something in your life where you can see an upward trajectory.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think I owe it to myself to just see it through.
We've also had this discussion with a lot of the guys that have come through here that have performed at Crack House or wherever. And we've spoken about how that trajectory you're talking about, not just for an individual, but in terms of stand-up in Malaysia, is clearly on the rise.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Like even now, especially that Brian, Prakash and myself, we've taken over One Mic Stand in Jaya One. We can start, we can actually see a lot of new people coming up and trying it out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are getting interested and a lot of people are talking about it as well.
Right.
So I think we kind of owe it not just to ourselves, but the industry as well, because as much as people know about it, it's still small.
Well, I mean, my question is though, I mean, Malaysia hasn't been the easiest of places to be vocal about something.
Yep.
Right. For a long time.
Yep.
And now it seems as though, even though it feels as though the screws have been tightened somewhat, there tends to be these outlets popping up all over the country, right?
Right, yes, yes.
You think that's part of it?
I think so, because, look, someone's got to do it. Someone's, you can't not keep people's voices down.
Right.
In whatever medium.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be comedy. It can be music, film, books, anything. People want to say things. People want to have their stories
heard. They want an opinion.
Exactly. Mm. You know, this is just another way of, the way I say comedy is just we're just putting up a mirror to whatever's going on in society. It's a funny way of saying it. And I think that's needed. It's good for whatever reason to just help you. Maybe it's catharsis. Maybe it's just for you to laugh. Maybe it's for you to think further. Whatever it is, it's necessary.
Right.
I honestly feel that comedy is necessary.
And I honestly think that the reaction that you're seeing is a direct result of that necessity.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, because before that, we used to there were people who came who've never even seen stand-up comedy before, even online or on TV. I haven't heard about it. And then now people are regularly, we have regulars coming for shows, which is great.
Brilliant. Right, I have to interrupt you because you know what time it is.
Ah.
Yeah. Ah.
It's the Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Anything you want to say before you, I take you on a long walk?
Yeah, I just, whatever happens, I just hope it's not like Jason Leong.
In what sense?
In the sense that I wouldn't be whining about it. Like after
for weeks?
For there are people who have let go of war crimes faster than him with this
okay,
quiz.
We have to move along.
Love you, Jason.
Your 3 minutes start now. If you don't know the answer, say skip. What is the most widely spoken language in India?
Hindi.
Where are Volvo cars from?
Sweden.
To which animal does the word simian relate?
Monkey.
Fred Jones, Daphne Blake, and Velma Dinkley are characters in which TV show?
Scooby-Doo.
The US 4th of July holiday commemorates the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. What year was it signed?
1667.
What's the average normal temperature of the human body in Celsius?
34.
In Breaking Bad, what subject did Walter White teach?
Chemistry.
What color were Kylie Minogue's most famous hot pants?
Blue?
How dare you? What day of the week will Christmas 2015 fall on?
A holiday.
Technically correct. Ding. Is the Minions film currently screening considered a prequel or a sequel to the Despicable Me films?
Prequel.
What ocean do the Mariana Islands lie in?
Pacific.
What is the name of the bully in The Simpsons? Don't swear.
Nelson.
Correct.
Did you see Nelson?
He did, yes. Okay. In which year was Michael Jackson's Thriller first released?
1982.
Which band has an album called The Joshua Tree?
Oh, Hipster Band. No, you too!
We had a buzz first. We have to take your first answer. Okay. Where would you find the Blarney Stone?
Ireland.
Correct. Where were the Summer Olympics held in 2012?
Seoul? No, of course not.
The Ganges River flows through India and which other country?
Pakistan. No.
What nationality was Alfred Hitchcock?
British.
What is the name of the fictional planet that is home to the Transformers?
Cybertron.
Martial arts actor Lee Yuan Kam was better known by what name?
Bruce Lee.
Which US golfer's first names are Eldrick Taunt?
No idea.
A rock hopper is what type of bird?
Penguin.
According to the proverb, you can't make a what without breaking eggs?
Omelette.
In 1985, the Fayed brothers purchased which London-based department store?
Harrods.
The mask worn in the 1996 film Scream is based on a painting by which artist?
What's his name? Picasso. No, of course not. Yeah.
The
yeah,
cast of which US television show had a 2009 hit with Don't Stop Believing?
Glee.
Which nuts are traditionally used to make pesto sauce?
These nuts? I don't know.
How many stars are on the logo of car manufacturer Subaru?
3.
No. How many blue stripes are on the national flag of Thailand?
1.
That's it. Your time is up. Kieran will be right back after the break to find out how well you've done. Don't go anywhere, folks. Oh, we got a double. It's going again. What's happened? Oh, what happened? BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night, clearly.
Smooth.
Richard Bradbury. That was good, right?
Smooth.
That's David Burry over there.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And over here we have?
I am the Kieran.
Okay. King Potato.
The K-Train.
The K-Train.
I want that to catch on. Hashtag K-Train.
Hashtag K-Train. David, let's tweet that, whatever it means. But here we go. Of course, just before the break, we were testing Kieran's mettle on Smarty Pants to find out how well he's done. We're going to go through some of the questions he got wrong.
Yeah. All right, what is the average normal temperature of the human body? 37 degrees. Mm. What color were Kylie Minogue's most famous hot pants? Gold. Where were the Summer Hot Olympics held in 2012? London.
Right.
The Ganges River flows through India and which other country? Bangladesh. And finally, which US golfer's first names were Eldrick Taunt, Tiger Woods?
Ooh, who would have thought that?
Wow. Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kieran Bala-Devenscott, 20 points.
Yes! Wow.
Oh, it burns.
Wow.
It burns.
Six more.
I would just like to say to Dr. Jason Leong, look, this doesn't mean anything between us, okay, bro? Like, I will still... consider you a very, very good friend of mine. Okay, like we can still go out in public together. It's fine. You don't have to feel ashamed. It's okay, bro. I got your back.
It's very generous of you.
Yeah.
You're so kind, Kieran. You're so kind. I understand. You know, people who study for such a long time, right. You know, it must pull at their heartstrings.
Right.
When they don't get all the questions.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And also to add on that, in your face.
Is he one of your Potato Nation as well?
Say what?
Is Dr. Jason part of the Potato Nation?
Not yet. He's one of our interns.
Right.
He's one of our potatintons.
Potatintons.
Potatintons. Okay.
Potatons.
Folks, we have to quickly wrap up. We've got 2 minutes left, though. As usual, it is time for facts before we tie up the show. David, what do you have?
If someone reports their company for tax evasion in the U.S., he or she will receive 15 to 30% of the amount collected.
What?
Bradley Birkenfield was a whistleblower on the UBS tax evasion scheme and received $104 million as a reward.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you work for the tax office, please do call me as soon as you can. I have a few names to throw your way.
I have two facts.
Go on. Oh, go on then.
There are more chickens than people in the world.
Yep.
Okay, right. Okay.
In other words, slugs have 4 noses.
4 noses. Why do they need 4 noses?
To breathe.
Why do slugs need noses?
They're just smelling the ground all day. What do they need 4 for?
But you know, exactly. It smells the same everywhere, right?
Good dirt, bad dirt, maybe dirt.
Okay. Could well be. Okay, so the dots over the letters I and J have a particular name. Do you know what they're called?
Title.
Tittle.
Tittle. Ah.
Not title, tittle.
Ah. I saw that somewhere.
You saw that somewhere. I was trying not to laugh when I read it this morning. And
tittle.
I'm like, it's a tittle.
I'll be laughing about that. Right?
I thought I saw title.
So I'm going to be giggling about it.
It's like, how many tittles do you have in your name?
Shh, quiet. David.
All right, coming up next at 9 p.m., we have the repeat of Stylefile, where we speak to Hana Tajima, who actually collaborates with Uniqlo, to release the brand's first modest wear collection, combining the best of comfort and modern Muslimah fashion in line with Uniqlo's live wear concept. And at 10 p.m., we have Pick Up Pops with Patrick Teo.
We do. Kieran, Baladevan.
Yes, right.
Congratulations on your 20 points.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Where can people see you live next?
All right. People listening, everyone can come down to One Mic Stand. That's every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. at Jaya One at the PGLA Cabaret. That's our weekly open mic night. Come on down, bring your friends. If you want to jump on, just talk to us. We'll give you a slot. We just want more people to come in and experience raw, edgy, proper stand-up comedy in Malaysia. We also have One Mic Stand Off the Tracks. That is our very first One Mic Stand that we're bringing outside of PGLA, and it's going to be on the 17th of July at Ticklish Ribs in Sea Park.
Okay, great. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Don't go anywhere, folks. There's, as Adeline said, the style file coming right up. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.